So what day is it today? Today is the everything is going to be okay day. My name is Werner Puchert and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary one day at a time. So I gave you a little bit of an earful from a hospital here in Poland, a state hospital as a matter of fact. Now, what is interesting about Polish state hospitals is that, in general, or the ones that I've been to, I always find the navigation of these buildings very, very confusing. This is the second one where I enter, and you have these little small shops, coffee shops, like little arbitrary things around, but you can never really find the actual entrance. Where do you actually go in? How do you find your way? And I always find that these buildings... And I'm not saying it in a negative way, because they're clean, you can find your way, well, not relatively easily, but, you know, they're old, they smell a little bit of Soviet era, but the people who work there are trying their best. And I guess, you know, I have family back in South Africa who are doing their medical service for the state. They're also trying their very, very best. And we went in to go see my family member, and she's doing just fine. And luckily not a life-threatening situation for her. She's going to be out soon. And yeah, the people around her is doing their best. They're looking after her. She's looking good. But as a South African, I've been spoiled. I've always been in the situation where I could afford or go to private medical care. And I know that's not always true for a lot of my countrymen back in Africa. So yeah, a situation that's tough. Since something I started thinking about today, because sometimes I have some of my Polish countrymen who kind of look at their state service and go, this is not great. And I'm going, dude, this is excellent. Anyways, appreciation probably depends on context. What do you think about that? It's a difficult one. Now on to some other conversations. So something I had to drop in and actually mention is that yesterday I managed to get in the queue and secure tickets to go see Rage Against the Machine. Now, if you don't know who Rage Against the Machine is, I'll forgive you this one time. So it was Rage Against the Machine is kind of this, I don't want to call them a metal band, but it's like a, I don't know how to describe them, but I always think of them as like a resistance band. Because back when I was younger, I remember them actually and starting to listen to their music, that they were always talking about the revolution, about the crazy cops going around, just smashing people around, and how we need to change things and look at things differently and question the government. You know, real revolution stuff. And their voice went silent for a long time because they actually broke up and they started doing individually their own things. And I thought about them the other day and I thought, you know, with all the polarization happening and inequality and all these crazy things happening in the world at the moment, we really need another Rage Against the Machine. And through as boop, I don't want to swear, they are going to do a reunion tour. And I think this is the very, very best time to do something like that, because they bring together people from all ages, society, class, whatever, and they preach. So in September, if all goes well, I'll be taking my wife and a good mate of mine from the UK to go see Rage Against the Machine and maybe relive rebellion or the revolution for one more time Can't wait. Can't wait. And then also this weekend, my wife and I have been to a very strange workshop or seminar called the workshop or the writing a book boot camp. Writing a boot. Anyway, I sound like my Canadian mate. Writing a boot something. Anyway, that you'll get that joke if you're a Canadian. But it's a strange situation because we go to the seminar and it's mostly, I mean, I kind of knew it from the get-go. It was a sell into a certain kind of program or service that you have to buy into. Luckily, it doesn't seem to be too much of a pyramid scheme, so I can at least not sign my life into that. But I must say, I've been there for the last 2 days, got some real value out of it because I think there's some really interesting marketing ideas. And then tomorrow we're going to look at a few other things. And thus far, I've enjoyed it. Of course, there's a few weird little moments and motivational speaking and all these things. And I do appreciate it. And I also like going there to see how these guys operate and how they motivate people, how they get people to enroll and buy into their ideas. And it's always interesting to observe. And I encourage you. Like, I think sometimes we're so eager to not go and see something or avoid something or, you know, sometimes you just have to go to the Donald Trump rally because you have to go and see what that is about. You don't know until you have empathized and looked at things from a different perspective. And I can only thank my dear mom for this because when I was growing up, one of the biggest and most useful pieces of advice that my mom gave me was try everything and keep the good. And that's held true for a long time. I think it also got me to Poland. So I don't know how I feel about that, Mom. But yeah, when something crosses your path and you think, this could be too good to be true, maybe give it a chance, check it out. But anyway, I've been all over the show. I wanted to share some thoughts, wanted to share some experiences. I hope you have had a really cool day too. And as always, thanks for listening.